Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
It's the Friday morning episode. You might get some Thursday night if you're an IFS subscriber. You should subscribe. Everyone should subscribe. Why haven't you subscribed yet? You're getting two bonus episodes a week now. We've doubled the output for the IFS. Subscribe now. But anyway, it's Friday, Thursday, whatever. It's going to be the weekend soon, so there's going to be some football. There's going to be some bonus live football, Sam. Free-to-air football. Which should be very exciting for everyone.
What's that?
And that's on Saturday night on BBC Two. It's the Copa Libertadores final. The South American club tournament.
So it's their Champions League?
Yeah.
Would it's you call Flamengo. It the dis and that Champions League?
Yeah, you could call it that, yeah. If you want it. Yeah, it's Flamengo versus River Plate. I don't know if you remember last year's...
Two classics of the genre, those two teams, aren't they? Yeah.
I don't know if you remember last year's was River Plate versus Boca Juniors, and it had to be postponed because there was riots in the streets and that leading up to the match.
They ended up playing each other.
They were going to play it in Dubai or something in the end. I can't remember where it got played. They got played in Madrid or something, I think.
I don't know. But that's an all-Argentinian final, isn't it? I mean, and they do... I mean, that is a massive derby. I would love to go to a game in Buenos Aires. I bet some of our listeners have been and can tell us their experiences. Yeah. But that is one thing that I've never done but really, really aspire to do. In fact, I would like to spend some of our money that we're earning from our live tours and so on to go there. So I'd like to make it a business expense. I think it's a legitimate business expense because this is a football podcast. I think me and you could fly out there.
Yeah.
And do a show from Buenos Aires. And in fact, if there's any cunters listening in Argentina who would like to guide us once there, then get in touch because I'm serious about that, Andy.
It'd be tax deductible, wouldn't it, and all that?
It would. You'd have to spend... You wouldn't... All I'd say is you don't have to sit next to me on the plane if you don't want to.
Well, you just sleep anywhere.
It's a long flight. I'd probably sleep, yeah.
Yeah. But there'll be like the hipster journalists that have chartered a plane to go together, probably.
Oh, yeah. They'll never let us on that.
The podcasts and all that.
They'll never let us on that. No,
they'll make us dress up as stewards.
They'd test us first to see what our knowledge of tactics was. And when we were found wanting. my attitude is get the fucking ball in the net.
Hit it long.
That's my fucking
hit it long,
tactic.
Hit it early.
There's the fucking goal. Stick the ball in it. Bang, then we can go home.
Then we'll all get pissed up, go home.
Yeah, and we don't have the depth of knowledge of the modern football hipster fan, and that means that they won't let us into their gang, probably. But we could ask.
Let us like store away in the luggage compartment or something like that in the hold. Mm. But it's going to be played in Peru. I think because of last year's shenanigans, they've got a neutral venue this time.
Imagine if you could get a ticket to this, right? Mm. I mean, obviously, I'm not talking about this game. I've only just heard of it. But imagine if you were going. Fuck me. Like, in Peru. Yeah, it'd be great. Is it the most famous Brazilian team? Flamenco? It's them or Santos, isn't it?
Flamengo. Flamengo's a dance. It's Flamengo.
All right, Flamengo.
The hipsters, you wouldn't even get through airport security.
He can't even pronounce it. He doesn't even speak Portuguese.
He's not even putting the right accent on the word. It's Flamengo.
It's
Flamengo.
Like he's Ron Atkinson. What's he going to say next? Juventus?
It's Flamengo versus River Plate. Or summer.
My dad's a football hipster, and I've just realised that. I've only just realised it. He was like an original football hipster before it existed, because, as I said before on the podcast, he always tries to claim that he doesn't support a team, which is quite hipster thing to do. I mean, he supports Tottenham, but he tries to pretend he doesn't, right? Because he tries to pretend that he's just really into football, football's sake. But also, back in like the 90s and the 80s, when Serie A was the preeminent league, but even before, you know, James Richardson started doing it on Channel 4, because he's got a sister, my aunt, who lives out there in Italy, and he spent, you know, time out there and stuff, he was always going on about how everything was... Just one of those people who's like, anything that happens in a different country... on the continent is automatically better. And we were sitting in a cafe in Rome, and he explained to me, he went, look, the Italians are so much more intelligent than us. And I said, what are you talking about? What does that
we're
mean?
English.
Yeah, exactly. How could that possibly be true? Look at them, father. They're morons. They think only with their penises.
Riding around on scooters brandishing pizza wheels. Look at them.
They think only of their loins, while the rest of us are thinking about industry and technology, science and the arts.
Progress.
He said, look at him over there. He said, he said, when you put a sugar in your coffee, right, in the little coffees, the little espresso that they drink, he said, look at the way you stir your sugar. You stir it around in a circle. I'm like, yeah, what's the fucking problem with that?
That's how you stir.
That's why it's called stirring, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm stirring it, look.
He went, that Italian man, all Italians, when they put sugar in their coffee, they grind it back and forth with their spoon. Ooh. He goes, they grind it up, and that will diffuse the sugar through the coffee more quickly. So I was like, what the fuck? Fuck off. Do you know what, mate? Do you know what? Fuck off.
You go fucking go sit with him. Yeah. You love him that much.
I'm trying my fucking best, mate.
I'll just sit here and stir.
Listen, right? You left when I was a fucking baby. Ever since, I've been trying to win your approval, right? And every day I'm fighting a losing battle. Now, you're even telling me that I can't stir my fucking coffee properly, right? And you wish that fucking geezer over there, that Italian with the sunglasses on, you wish he was your fucking son. Well, go over and fucking adopt him then. I don't even like this coffee. I prefer Nescafe. Nescafe espresso. With seven sugars.
Espresso, there's nothing in it.
It's fucking
the size of a thimble.
It's a fucking rip-off. Actually, when I walked in, as you know, I'm partial to a double espresso.
Yeah,
because, you know, it's good. It does wake you up. I mean, back then, obviously, I wasn't so interested in it. But in adulthood, especially post booze, since I stopped the booze, I've become got a bit of a habit. And just before we went on stage in Liverpool at the Hot Water Comedy Club, I dashed across the street to get a last minute double espresso to wake me up a bit for the show. And there was quite a gobby, and I mean that in a nice way, because he was a good bloke, but there was quite a gobby bloke on the door at the Hot Water Club.
Oh, yeah, there was, wasn't there, yeah.
He was proper full of Scouse banter.
Yeah.
All right, la. It was all that. And he goes, hey, you did all that, which, you know, all you Northerners do. You all Northerners pretend that they don't, that they've never seen things before, that they clearly have. Because now that I've been all around enough, I know they're everywhere, right? Even fucking Sunderland.
You know all of our weirs.
You've all got the fucking lot. That's the thing. There's the fancy coffees, the avocados. Capitalism has fucking scaled up around this country, right? And all the pretentious shit that used to be the preserve of certain parts of London is now fucking everywhere, right?
Yeah, true.
So he played one of those normal things. I know what you're all up to, right? And he's gone, hey, what's that in there? Because I had a little cup. I went, it's a coffee. He went, oh, fucking tiny coffee that, isn't it? How much you pay for that? And I said, and I thought, I'll just fucking go along with it. And I went, yeah, it's for, I think I said something like, yeah, it's for a little pixie that I've got downstairs. They feed from the bowl like a bird. And then he switched the power play back around. He went, that's one of them espressos, isn't it? And I thought, oh yeah, you fucking knew all along, mate.
I do all along.
Don't give the old fucking scouts, oh, we don't know up here. We just have a cup of tea out of a fucking polystyrene cup, don't we? right?
Of course, out you know what fucking metal in.
Yeah, we're just thinking like that for a minute. That my man makes. I'd never buy a hot drink. Oh, you must be rich. Fucking, he's probably going straight after work for a fucking flat white and a flat white and a bloody almond croissant every night. Anyway, he goes, oh yeah, I've had one of them double espresso. I had one once when I was on holiday in Spain. He went, I was flying for 48 hours off of it.
Off a double espresso. He might have had something else as well.
That's
maybe.
Fucking bollocks, mate. Unless they put fucking iron filings in it instead of sugar.
I was going to say, yeah, you might have had a little something else to pep you up while you were there.
Yeah.
But it was the double espressos that kept me going the other night when I drove home from Bristol at 10 p.m.
Oh,
well,
did you get on
it? Seemed
then?
Like a good idea. Yeah, well, I had to. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Where did you stop? What services?
Woodall Services.
Where's that?
Just around Sheffield area, I think.
Okay.
I'm not completely sure because it was...
By the time you get to Sheffield, you're practically home, aren't you?
Well, it was another good 2 hours from there.
Really?
I was about halfway. But my eyes were starting to sting. And I was veering across the road a bit. So
you relied a lot on New Order, didn't you?
Yeah,
as well,
I did a playlist of all New Order's albums and played them on shuffle.
So did it last the entire journey?
Oh, God, yeah.
Pure New Order?
Yeah, yeah. And then
now,
some.
As you know, when we were in Bristol, or between Cardiff and Bristol, I stopped at a cinema in a place called Cleveland. And they've got a wonderful arts cinema there, which I can recommend.
Wonderful arts cinema.
It was a wonderful arts
cinema.
The kind
of arts cinema one would see in Islington.
Well, it was. And it was great because I stopped in this place, Cleveland, which I'd heard of but never been to. And it's basically a quite old-fashioned little town by the sea. Yeah. But thank God for me, a fashionable Londoner who was passing through, I immediately identified an artsy bit. Right, which was a art cinema with a nice sort of bar attached to it, where I could order a vegetarian breakfast, and I thought
you identified what you describe as the cultural quarter.
Yeah, I was like, thank fuck for this. These are my people. So I've gone in. Oi, oi, vegetarian breakfast, please.
I thought I was going to have to go to McDonald's and get some hash browns.
Exactly. As I fucking did think that for a moment. It was, like, terrible. Anyway, I went to see a film by Ken Loach.
Oh,
The gritty kitchen sink film director.
Yeah.
And the film... I can't remember what it's called, but it should have been called...
Sorry We Missed You.
Yeah, but it should have been called Adventures of the World's Unluckiest Van Driver, because it's basically 2 fucking hours of some bloke who's a fucking fat van driver and every bit of bad luck you can imagine having. I mean, I once interviewed the Zucker brothers about how they made Airplane, and they said what we did was they went, we hired a house, we rented a house together. And every day we would go to it and we would make a gigantic pot of coffee. And then we would write down basically the itinerary of the average like aeroplane journey you ever have to make from the moment you pack your bags through to the moment you get on the plane, fly, get off the plane. And we tried to then go through every single point of that journey and think, what's the worst / silliest thing that could happen in all of these situations? So there's the bit where you go through the security. They think of 4 jokes for that. They said, so we literally just fucking listened it. And I was watching this film, and it reminded me of that, because I thought, Ken Loach has basically thought, right, we'll make this one about a white van man. Right, they're good, aren't they? Right, I ain't done them yet. They're real people. We'll do it about white van man. Now, what are all the worst things that can happen to you if you're a white van man? Right.
Obviously, I don't want to go out and get involved and have to talk to one of these people, but I'll have a guess at what it might be like and what can go wrong.
So, he'll lose his keys, right?
Oh,
no, he'll get stuck in traffic. Oh, fucking hell, right? he'll have to miss a day's work because his kid gets nicked. Oh, bloody hell, that's another day. And then the
head's come off his phone charger. He can't charge his phone. He don't know where he's going.
It was all that. And in the end, you became incredulous. You think, listen... I know it's probably not that much fun sometimes being a white van man on 0 hours contract. I mean, I've gone round in a white van doing deliveries before, not on the full time, but I've done a day here and there. And it's got its ups and downs, to be honest. Mm. I mean, lots of, but if you've got a mate in the van with you, lots of it's a fucking good laugh.
Good laugh,
right?
Yeah.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jalapeño.
But this cunt, fuck me. I mean, I usually like Ken Loach films, but it did stretch me a little bit because I was thinking, this can't all happen to one fucking bloke. Do you know what I mean? Come off it, mate. He's only been driving the van 2 days. Fucking everything's gone wrong.
He's fallen down at all.
Yeah, he was like, oh no, not again. Another blinking flat tyre. Who left them drawing pins in the road? It's like fucking Wacky Races. It was absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is it was quite bad because in it, he's so knackered because he's having to drive non-stop, right?
Yeah.
Which is another, I suppose, funny part of the film because it's sort of like, these van drivers, Ken Loach said, you know these van drivers have to drive their van every day. And they're freelancers, right? And so if they don't drive their van, they don't get paid. And
they're literally driving it all the time. They don't get to go and have meetings and brainstorming sessions with the writers. And
I just sat there thinking, yeah, mate, I know. Fucking hell. Has this just come to your fucking attention? But his whole thing is 0 hours contracts, which obviously aren't ideal. And he's going, yeah, you know, if they don't actually drive the van, they won't get paid that day. And I'm like, well, that's like fucking most of us, mate. If you don't direct a film, you won't get fucking paid that day. You're just in the same boat as him. Same fucking thing. No one's making a biopic of you. Adventures of the World's Unluckiest Film Director. Oh, we've run out of film. I can't believe it. Oh, it's starting to rain and this bit's supposed to be in summer.
Oh, my director's chair's collapsed again. Oh, no.
Oh, blinking hell. How can all this happen to just one geezer? Basically, the whole film is like an extended version of the Unlucky Alf sketches from the Far Show.
Oh, booger.
Exactly. Anyway, that in it, because he's driving all the time, there's a couple of scenes where he obviously starts nodding off at the wheel and veering across the road, right?
And he can't afford a double espresso because he don't get paid enough.
Oh, chance would be a fine thing. Also, it's set in the north, so in Ken Loach's mind, there aren't any double espressos.
No.
Although I know for a fact there's fucking loads of them.
I can't afford a can of Monster Energy drink.
I just keep thinking, why doesn't he get some Red Bull? That's what I kept thinking when I was watching it. But anyway, at one point he gets beaten up by, he gets mugged. He's doing a delivery on a council estate. He has to deliver to a council estate, which is just the sort of place where ruffians hang around looking to beat people up. So he gets beaten up because they nick his packages, and because of the time that he's, because he's constantly having to drive, he can't even have piss breaks, so he has a bottle that he pisses into. And after they've beaten him up, just to add insult to injury, it's really out of order. This is why I think, hang on, this is a bit much. Fair enough, some delivery guys might get mugged, or like they might have stuff nicked out the back of their van. But these guys, they fucking grab him. They beat shit out of him unnecessarily because they could have easily just held him while they nicked the stuff. Then they stamp on his special handheld computer that tells him where to go.
No need.
And then on top of that, they find this bottle of piss in the back of the van and they open it up and chuck it all over him. And I'm thinking, nah, well, he has been... I'm already thinking, fucking hell, this bloke's unlucky. And then I'm thinking, what? They're beating him up. Now they smashed up his computer and now they're covering him in piss. No way. Come on. They just, most thieves just want to get away as quick as possible.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he keeps falling asleep and I was sitting there thinking, fucking hell, me and Andy have both got long drives ahead of us tonight, especially Andy. Yeah. And I was thinking, this will probably be us at one point later
I managed to get some double espresso, but I'd also stored my piss in the boot of the car before I set off as well. So I was lucky that I didn't get, you know, carjacked or anything. It was all right.
Because the first thing the carjackers would have done, like...
Where's the piss?
Check the boot for piss. It'll be here somewhere. We've got to soak him in his own piss. No, there's no piss coming up. All right, we're going to wait till he... Mate. Oh, I'm barely conscious because of the kicking you've just given me. Yeah, mate. Listen, do you need a piss? Because when you do, let us know. Because then we'll get a bottle for you to piss into just so we can then chuck it on your boat race before we fuck off. Oh, leave me alone.
So how many marks out of 10 will you give the film?
I don't know, like, I'll give it a 7.
A 7. I've just looked while we've been chatting, and the paperback version of the book, it's obviously based on...
Oh, it's based on a book, is it?
Yeah, and the pre-order of the DVD are both available on Amazon, so there we go. Nothing changes, does it?
Fucking hell. Well, that's the irony, if you get it delivered for Amazon.
Exactly. It's a day late! Why has it not come?
Maybe he shouldn't have fucking made it available on Amazon if it's the, if he's got that much yam.
Maybe he shouldn't, but there we go. Ken Loach made a McDonald's advert in the early 70s, I think, or early 90s or something, when he was skinned.
He invented Ronald McDonald and Hamburglar.
He did, yeah.
And Mayor McCheese was a commentary on the corruption of local government.
Of course, hash browns were invented by Sir John Hash Brown.
Yeah, but Mehmet Cheese was invented by Ken Loach.
He invented nicotine as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
The smoker. Bastard. Fucking... While you were watching that, I went to see The Irishman, which
I wasn't allowed by my wife because we're going to see it this afternoon instead.
It is fucking incredible.
Is it?
It is marvellous, yeah. It's just... You just find yourself sitting there wallowing in the Scorsese-ness of it.
Scorsese's tribute to Martin Scorsese?
To himself, basically. Right. It's like all the stuff that he does so well is all just thrown into this. It's 3.5 hours long. It doesn't feel like 3.5 hours.
Are there scenes of extreme violence?
Yes, there are.
Because when I was younger, I used to not enjoy it, but for me it was part of the fun, whereas... I'm less tolerant of extreme violence now. I find it more difficult to watch, but I can just look away, can't I?
You can. It's all very fleeting as well. It's nothing too sustained. There's nothing like the eyeball in the Vice. There's none of that sort of thing.
Casino was the worst, wasn't it? Casino, you thought he's getting a bit... It's almost perverse what he's doing now.
Well, I always say Casino was a 12-inch remix of Goodfellas.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, it was the extended house remix.
But this is almost like a 12-inch remix again, but then played at 33 instead of 45, because it's a lot slower and more ponderous.
That would be a great film review. You could write that up for our newsletter.
Because the actors in it, they're all really old now, and a lot of it, they're playing really old fellas in it as well.
Right.
But the performances are just magnificent, like De Niro and
Stephen
Pesci.
Stephen Graham's in it,
isn't
he?
Yeah, Stephen Graham.
He's good.
I was sitting there watching Stephen Graham thinking, God, son, because it's like, he's one of ours.
One of us, exactly. Yeah.
He's in there with the big boys. He's made it.
Like when Ray Winston was in The Departed, and it felt like that.
That's right,
You couldn't stop thinking of him playing Terry McCann's nephew in Minder. Yeah.
Or the lorry driver in Every Decrease in Circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Stephen Graham's great. Al Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa is incredible. It's so good. But I'm not going to give too much away, but you know, it's on Netflix from next week, I think.
No, I'm really excited. I'm seeing it this afternoon.
Just so
it's so exciting.
We've been sent a book by the great people who do the Got Not Got series of football books, and this is the new one we've got, and we're going to give it away in a competition. But in order to find out how to win a copy, you've got to sign up to our newsletter. What's the newsletter address again, Sam?
It's tinyletter.com/tftm.
So do that, and on this week's newsletter, you'll find out how you can win a copy of the Got Not Got Football gift book, every fan's catalogue of desires, and it's in catalogue style, and it's loads of like old memorabilia and merch and football-related stuff from the past, which is what we love. Give us a number, Sam, between 1 and 160.
I will say 83.
83. Let's have a look what we got on page 83. We have got... it is mega stores and souvenir shops from football clubs. Manchester City, Liverpool, Wivenhall of the Eastern Counties League Division 1, Tottenham's souvenir shop from the olden times, programmes, rosettes, loads of memorabilia. Give us another number.
42.
42. Oh, programmes. Old programme covers from the past. You've got a Birmingham City versus Reading one, which is sponsored by Co-op Milk, and it's got a bubbly blonde on the cover in a Birmingham shirt.
Oh, I miss two pints. I miss bubbly blondes, do you?
Bubbly blondes, as in Barbara Windsor style.
Yeah, yeah, don't get as many as you used to.
And some brilliant covers from great programmes from the past. It's all that sort of thing, all the way through. There's bits about Roy the Rovers in it, bits about football fanzines, merchandise and all that sort. Got Not Got, football gift book, it's great. And we're going to give away a copy of that. So sign up for the newsletter. Find out how you can win. Sorry, two copies we've got to give away.
It's brilliant. Yeah, no, I received a copy to my home, which I was delighted by and have spent a great deal of time looking at with my whole family, actually.
Have you?
They're all interested because it's funny, even if you're not into football. Yeah.
This is what it was like in the olden days and that. We're going to have to do the football predictions before we wrap it up.
Great.
The latest scores, you got 8. From the international weekend.
Not bad.
I got 5 results, but got 7.
Ooh. Oh, by the way, what about this nosy bastard on our email getting in touch to correct scoring and deprive me of points? Listen, mate.
Yeah.
Who are you, Frank Lampard? Oh, I think you'll find that you made an error. Oh, the points were in the bag, right? And he made an error, which is rare, okay? But what's done's done. Move on.
It's not.
You pulled a fucking... It's none of your fucking business, whoever this bloke is. I've forgotten. Why did you take the time to send an email to deprive me of those points, right? It was pathetic. And I'd say, keep out of our business.
I'd like to say thank you for sending in that correction and pointing out that I'd actually scored it incorrectly. You are the checks and balances of this prediction league. You are, if you like, the VAR
of
this prediction league.
Right.
Ensuring that the correct score... is achieved at all times. So, you know, thanks for being so vigilant and...
Offside, green card.
Thanks for being so vigilant and robbing Delaney of 3 points, which helped to narrow the gap at the top a little bit.
Handball to hand.
Yeah,
It touched him on the elbow. It still counts, you know.
Yeah. So you're on 69, I'm on 67. Result spot's on 59. Now that I've deducted those 3 points that you illegally obtained. This weekend, domestic football's back again. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first. I can't high press, I don't think, this week, but let's give it a go. It's because I've lacked training because we've been away on the road, so my fitness levels are low.
Yeah, because we've been away. Sleep patterns are all out of whack. Everton versus Norwich.
2-0.
2-0 Everton. I will say 1-0. Bournemouth versus Wolves. I'll go first here. I think this will be a 1-1.
I'm going to say 2-1 Bournemouth.
2-1 Bournemouth. Monday night, Aston Villa versus Newcastle United.
Oh. 2-1
Villa. 2-1
Villa.
I think this will be 2-0 to Villa. Swansea versus Millwall.
3-0.
I'm not even going to ask who to.
Obviously Swansea.
Now we'll go 2-0.
They're doing well, Swansea.
2-0 Swansea. Sunderland versus Coventry.
Oh, big game that.
Sunderland have won 2 out of the last 10.
Yeah, but I'm still going to say 1-0 to Sunderland.
Okay, I will go for 2-1 to Sunderland. And finally, Saturday lunchtime, it's West Ham versus Spurs. Mourinho's back.
2-1 to West Ham.
2-1 to West Ham. I'm going to go 1-0 to Spurs. We haven't got time to talk about Mourinho because every other fucker has and we've run out of time anyway, so there we go.
Who cares?
Yeah. Predictions are...
locked in!
There we are. That's that for this episode. That's it. No more to say. Anything else to add?
No.
Keep it cunty.
Keep it cunty, dickhead. See you soon.
Just rest.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.